There is a condition of the book of Shagman of Yehudim Sechazer in the press.
Rabbi said, Rabbi Yosef said that it's mutter to carry in a movie that opens into the middle of a backyard. That's only true when the backyard's opening into the Rishus HaRabim is not directly opposite the opening of the movie. If it is, it'll be also to carry there. Rabbi Shashi said, even if the opening is not directly opposite the movie, it's only mutter to carry in the movie where the backyard is jointly owned by a number of people. If it's owned by one person, it'll be also to carry in the movie. The reason is, a single owner may decide to build the houses in the yard in a way that would make the movie wall flesh with the new houses, and thereby make the movie no longer open in the middle of the backyard. If it's owned by a number of people, we don't have that concern, and that they'll agree to make that happen. Rabbi brings a right that we make this differentiation between an area owned by an individual and an area owned by a number of people. We find this Rabbi Yehuda did not disallow carrying in a case where one of the walls of a movie was made of a garbage heap. He also didn't allow carrying there either, because he was afraid that maybe the garbage heap would be removed. Now, Mishnah says that if a garbage heap is 10 tefachim high and someone's window opens on top of the garbage heap, so he can throw out from his window onto the garbage heap, because it's a yachad. We see that we're not concerned it's going to be removed. It must be that it's a dir. The difference is that one case is talking about where it belonged to one person. You have to be afraid it's going to be altered. And one case is talking about where it belongs to a bunch of people, and therefore you don't have to be afraid it's going to be altered. Some say that the Rabbanan argued on Yehuda and said it's actually also to carry in that mavo. Rabbi Yehuda said it's not osur, but he didn't say it's mutter either. The Rabbanan, some say that the Rabbanan say it's osur, others say the Rabbanan said it was mutter. In either case, if Nachum passed it, it's osur to carry in that mavo. In Sura, there were mavois whose back wall was the sea with a 10 tefachim drop. Meremer put up a back wall made of a net. He didn't rely on the 10 tefachim drop, but a concern that the drop would be reduced by sand and sediment. In a mavo in Sura, there was an L-shaped mavo in Sura, where the residents of one movie put a lechi at the opening and then put a rolled up mat at the bend, and that way attempted to allow themselves to carry in the movie. Rav Chisda told him that won't work according to any of you. According to Rav, it's worse, a Pesach is needed. According to Shmuel, since this rolled up mat can be blown away by the wind, it doesn't have a din of a lechi. If the mat would be nailed into the wall, then it would be a good lechi. Rav Yehuda bar Abba, in the name of Rav, said if the back wall of a movie becomes open in its entirety to a chutzah, and the chutzah itself is open to the Rav, it's mutter to carry in the chutzah but not in the movie. Rabbi Ula asked Rabbi bar Abaye, this is something we can learn from a Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if the wall separating a small chutz from a large chutz fell in its entirety, leaving the small chutz totally open to the large chutz, it's also to carry in the small chutz, but it's mutter to carry in the large chutz. This is the same thing as the chutz in the mavli. Mari answers, if we only have the Mishnah, we would think that when the chutz is open to the rabbim, it's also to carry in the large chutz as well. Fiaknuar Bryce says that when the chutz is open to the rabbim on both ends, it's still considered to be a shus hayochid, and you're allowed to carry in the chutz on Shabbos. So what's Rav adding to this case? Mari says Rav is teaching that even if the two openings to the shus hayochid are directly opposite each other, still it's mutter to carry in the chutz. What about according to Rabbi, who says that when the entrances are directly opposite each other, it's also, so what's Rav adding? My answer is from the Brice that we would think that's considered to be Rishus HaYochad the Chumra. He can't transfer from Rishus HaRabim to the Chatzar, but not Lekula, meaning we wouldn't allow you to carry inside that Chatzar. Rav teaches that it's even mutter to carry inside the Chatzar. We go even to Lekula. Abaye says when you have a Mavi that's a creature with many legs, meaning a long Mavi that has a bunch of smaller Mavis branching off of it, opening on their other ends to Rishus HaRabim, thus creating a number of bent Mavis, L-shaped Mavis. It can be adjusted by placing a Tzuras HaPesach at the entrance to the large Mavoi and placing Lechit at the entrance to the Rishus HaRabim of the offshoot Mavois. Rav asks, by not requiring that anything be placed at the bends, that means you are following Shmuel, who says that these Mavois are considered to be closed Mavois. If so, why does the main Mavoi need a Tzuras HaPesach? According to Shmuel, a Lechit is enough as well. Also, we find that they followed Rav in Ardo, so why are you following Shmuel? Mari answers, rather, Rav therefore says he must put a Tzuras HaPesach at each bend and place Lechis at each entrance to the Rishus HaRabim in accordance with Rav. Mar says Rav Kahana bar Tachlifa, in the name of Rav Kahana bar Menuma, in the name of Rav Kahana bar Malkiyoy, in the name of Rav Kahana, the Rebbe of Rav said, if the walls of a Mavi at its entrance to the Rishus HaRabim are not the same length, so that even though they're parallel, but one juts out further than the other, if the longer one is less than 4 amas longer than the short one, he can put a courier from the end of one to the end of the other on a diagonal. You can carry in that area up to the diagonal as far as wherever the courier goes up to. However, if the long wall is 4 amas longer than the short wall, he has to put the courier straight across from the end of the short wall to the long wall with no diagonal. Rav says in either case he must be placed straight across and no diagonal is allowed. Rav explains that he views the purpose of a kaira as a reminder, and a diagonally placed kaira cannot act as a reminder. Rav explains that all the Rav Kahanas hold that the purpose of the kaira is that it acts as a wall. A diagonally placed kaira could act as a wall, but Rav Kahana says this diagonal kaira works only if the diagonal piece is not going to have to be more than 10 amas long. If it is, the kaira doesn't help to adjust the mavi, and the kaira will therefore have to be placed straight across from the end of the shorter wall. Mari asks, so you're allowed to carry underneath the kaira. Rav, Rav Chia, and Rav Yechon say it's mutter. Shmuel, Rav Shimon bar Rebbe, and Rav Shlokha say it's aser. Maybe we can say that the one who says mutter is that the purpose of the kaira is a reminder, and under the kaira acts as a reminder as well. And those who say it's aser is that the purpose of the kaira acts as a wall, and the inner edge is that is the part
part of the car that acts as a wall, and therefore carrying beyond the inner edge would be asur. Whereas it could be to all agree that the purpose of the car is a reminder. Malachim Chalik says whether the reminder is principally for the people inside the Mavi, in which case the inner edge acts as a reminder and carrying beyond that point and even under the car would be asur, or whether the reminder is principally for the people outside the Mavi, in which case it's the outer edge that's the reminder and therefore carrying under the car would be mutter. Another etaret, it could be to all agree that the purpose of the car is to serve as a wall. Machlekes is whether the inside edge acts as a wall or whether the outside edge acts as a wall. Chizda said all agree you're not allowed to carry along the width of a lechi. Rabbi Yochama asked Rav Chizda, what's the halacha if someone puts pegs on the outside of a mavi wall facing the shusharab and puts the car on those pegs so that the inside edge of the car is flush against the outside of the wall? Rav Chizda said, according to the one who says that it's also to carry on their normal car because we view the inside edge as forming a wall, this car will be good because the inside edge forms a wall that's attached to the wall. According to the one who says that you're allowed to carry on their typical car because the outside edge of forms a wall, this car is no good because the wall is being formed is detached from the side walls. Rav says that even according to the one who says carrying on a typical car is asur, this car will be no good. A car must be on top of the movie wall, and this is not on top of the wall. Adam Amasna asked a rabbi from a brisa says a car that's pulled away from the wall is hanging within the walls. If it's three tefachim, within three tefachim is considered a good car. If not, then it's not. Presumably pulled away means that it's on pegs away from the wall, and hanging means it's within the airspace of the wall, but not touching them. This contradicts Rav, who says that even a car that's flush against the wall is not good. Or it says both these terms refer to a car within the airspace of the wall. One refers to where the car doesn't touch either wall, one refers to where it touches one of the walls. We would think that when love is only when it doesn't touch one wall, but if it doesn't touch both walls, you can't say love it. The brisa teaches that you say love it in that case also. Actually, the brisa refers to one case where the car sits on bent brackets that have it suspended above and within the walls of the mavi, less than three tefachim above and less than three tefachim away from the wall. We would think that either way, that you can either say love it or chavoit, which means the car, you drop it down to where it belongs, but you can't say both in one set of circumstances. The bride's therefore teaches you can say both together.